Today, we continue in our study of Maseches Nedorim, Mishnayos Maseches Nedorim, Lesson 31. Today, we will study the last Mishnah of the 8th Perek, Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin, and we will begin the first Mishnah of Perek Tes, Perek 9, Mishnah 1. So first, Perek Ches Mishnah Zayin. The previous Mishnayos had as their central theme the fact that we follow the intention of the Noder. Even when his actual words might be ambiguous, we determine what his intention might be. In the next Mishnah, we continue to study several halachos in which the intention of the noder is paramount. Ha'omer l'chaveiro konem sha'ani nehe neloch. If a person makes a neder and says that I am prohibiting upon myself whatever benefit I might get from you, im ein ato bo v'note livonecho, unless you come and take for your son, in other words, you accept from me a gift. And the gift is kor echod shel chitin u'shtei chaveyos shel yayin, one kor, a large measure of wheat, and two barrels, again a significant amount of wine. So I want you to accept a gift from me for your son. And I'm so insistent that I make a neder. If you don't take this gift, I'm going to prohibit upon myself every benefit that I might get from you. And you, of course, sonei matonos yichye, you don't want to accept my gift. Hare ze yochol lehofer es nidro shelo al pi chochom. You, the would-be recipient, the person who does not want to receive my gift, you have the ability to be matir, my neder, to nullify my vow without even going to a chacham, by simply saying, v'yomar lo, you can say to me, klum omarto elo mipnei chavodi, why do you want me to accept this large gift from you on behalf of my son? You want to do it because you want to honor me, you want to give me some kavod. Okay, zehu kivodi, I am honored, that's my honor. I am honored by not receiving the gift. In fact, I am more honored if I can turn down your gift, not be dependent upon your gift, than if I would receive it. And so, your intention in making the neder, which was to honor me, has already been reached, and therefore the neder doesn't even start. And the neder is mutar. Here again, we're following the intention. We understand that the noder's intention was to give honor to his friend. And when the friend says, I am now honored even without accepting this gift, the neder is void. The neder is canceled. V'chein, similarly, ha'omer l'chaveiro, if someone says to his chaver, if I say to you, konom sha'ato nehe nili, you cannot get any benefit from me. Everything that's mine is now prohibited to you, which a person can do that. Prohibited to you as if it was a korban, a konom. Im einato bov anosein livni, unless you come and give me, or my son, kur echod shel chitin u'shtei chaveyos shel yayin, a large measure of wheat and two barrels of wine. So in this case, I'm the one who's making a neder, I'm the noder, in order to receive a gift from you, from my son. Rabbi Meir Omer Osur. Rav Meir says that you, in this case, the mudor, the subject of my neder, cannot get benefit from me, the madir, until you actually fulfill the condition and give a gift to me of a kor of chitin and two chavios of yayin for my son. That's Rabbi Meir. The Chachomim omrim no. Hafze yachol lahoferes nidrosho lo al pichocho. Here, two, the madir, in my example, me, who made the nether, can remove the nether, nullify the nether, without even consulting a chacham. I can simply say, Hare v'yomar lo, I can say to you, Hare ani ki'ilu hiskabalti. It's as if I've received it. It's okay. I got it. Even though I didn't physically get it, it's ki'ilu hiskabalti. I'm satisfied. I'd rather not have this nether and prohibit all of my property to you. I don't need it. It's okay. And in such a case, you are now mutor in receiving hano'ah, benefit from me, and the nether is cancelled. Hoyu misorvin bo lo seis pasachuso. Suppose a person is being, attempts are being made to persuade this person to marry his sister's daughter, his niece, which is, the Gemara tells us in Maseches Yevamos, Daf Samach Beis Amud Beis, this is a mitzvah, to marry one's niece, to marry a close relative. Umipsorcho lo sis'alom. Don't, your first responsibility is to your family, you're getting married, marry Nebuch, your poor sister's daughter. But the person doesn't want to do so. He doesn't want to marry his niece. V'yomar, and he says, konom shehi nehene slila olam. I'm making a neder that will prevent this niece of mine from ever getting any benefit from my property. And I'm saying this, my contention, of course, is to get these people off my back. I don't want to marry my niece. And therefore, I'm making this nether that this niece out there cannot get any benefit from any of my property, goods, or services. Similarly, it's a different scenario. V'chein, hamagores esh ishto. A person who divorces his wife. The Omar and says, Konom ishti nehenes lili olam. This woman, this Isha, should now, who I am now divorcing, shall never ever be able to get any hano, any benefit from me or my property or my services. And now, he wants, changes his mind and wants to marry this niece, or wants to remarry his divorcee, his gerusha. Hare elu mutoros lehanoslo. These women, in the first scenario, the niece, or in the second scenario, the divorcee, can get benefit from this person, whether they marry him and he marries them, or remarries her or not. When this person said, I prohibit them from getting hanoah from me, he didn't mean to say that I can never do them a favor in any way, I can never give them charity, I can never send them a birthday present. He didn't mean that. He meant they cannot get any benefit from me qua husband, any benefit from the marital relationship, because I don't want to marry them. I have nothing against them except I don't want to marry this niece. I don't want to be married to this woman. But other benefits were not part of his intention. Again, we follow his intention. Shalom niskaveinze. The person making this nether, his kavona was only elo l'shum ishus, marital benefit. And other kinds of benefits are not included in this nether. Yet another scenario. Hoyom es sorev b'chaveiro sheyochal etzlo. If a person was trying to persuade his friend to eat by him, and the friend doesn't want to, he doesn't want to come over. Oma. So the person says, in other words, the friend says, in other words, I'm trying to get you to come to eat lunch by me, and you don't want to. So you say, Konom leveischo she'eini nichnas. I'm not going to walk into your house. A vow. Tipas sonon shani toem loch. I'm placing a prohibition through my vow upon a drop of cold water that I might taste from you. Really, what I'm trying to say is I don't want to come to your house for lunch. It's going to be a long time. I don't want a 7-course dinner, etc., etc. But the neder that you express is, I'm not walking into your house. I'm not drinking a drop of cold water by you. So what's your intention? Your intention is not to never walk into my house or not to take a drink of cold water. Your intention is not to be my guest for a full meal. So we follow your intention. Mutoli kones leveso. It's permitted in this case for the person who made this vow to go into the house of the would-be host. Velishtos bimenu tzonen, and to drink some cold water by him. When you made this neder, I'm not going into your house, I'm not drinking a drop of cold water. You didn't mean entering the house or drinking a drop of cold water. You meant you weren't going to go in there to eat a full meal, eating and drinking. But something less than that is not your intention to prohibit and is not part of the neder. So we have finished Perek Ches, and we go on to Perek Tes, the beginning of the ninth Perek. And here a little bit of introduction is necessary. If a person makes, because we're entering now the Perek known as, it begins Rabbi Eliezer Omer, it's called the Perek of Poschin, the Perek which begins to explore, we've had some of this already, but this Perek is the main locale for the discussion of how a chacham is matir a neder, how a chacham can unbind the vow. The general rule is that if a person makes a vow and then regrets it, he made the vow because he was angry or impetuous, and after he's calmed down a bit, he regrets, he has remorse, he's sorry he made the vow. So he has a takona, he has an etzah, he has a way out. And that is, he can go to a chacham, to an expert, and explain to him the entire situation and the nature of the vow that he made and how sorry and regretful he is. And the chacham, on that basis, can say, mutarloch, it's now, you're now unbound. I unbind your vow. It's permissible. Similarly, if an expert is not available, the person can go to any group of three individuals who constitute a Beit Din, a court, and they can unbind the vow. Suppose, however, the person comes to the Chacham, to the expert, to be Shoel, to ask about his neder, to try to get it unbound. But he cannot tell him that he really regrets ever having made that vow. But he still wants the vow to be unbound. I can't say that I regret ever having made the vow, but now I realize I can't stick by it. I'd like to have it unbound. Then the Chacham can begin asking various questions about the circumstances of the vow. And he can ask the person who made the vow various questions to try to open up a door, to be poseach a pesach, to open up a new scenario, a new consideration, which would bring about true remorse over the neder. Or the chacham can discover, through his questioning, that the neder was made under false pretenses. The person was making a mistake. He didn't realize what he was getting into, or the neder is premised upon something which was incorrect. So that had the noder known at the time of the neder that these and these were the circumstances, he would not have made the vow. In these kinds of cases, a chacham can uproot the neder, so to speak, can rip it out, can render it retroactively null and void. And this is what we've learned earlier. Indeed, it was expressed in the Mishnah back in Perek Beis. Posrin lo pesach mimokom acher. We open up a door for the person who made the vow from somewhere else, from something not directly intrinsic to the vow itself. Our chapter deals with this whole subject of unbinding the door and gives some examples of this pesach, this door that we open in order to be able to unbind a vow. Rabbi Eliezer Omer. Rabbi Eliezer says, Poschin l'adam b'chvod aviv v'imo. One door which we open for a person who made a vow is the honor of his father and mother. Meaning, if a person comes to a chacham and has made a vow and isn't really sorry, but he wants to get out of the nether, so we say to him, had you known that by making this vow, you are diminishing the honor of your father and mother, you are in some way embarrassing them, disgracing them. Because people will say, that mother, that father, their son is a person who makes vows all the time. It doesn't reflect very well on the parents. Would you then have made the vow? And if the person says, if I would have known that somehow through the fact that I made a vow, my parents would somehow be disgraced, I would not have made the vow. So we say, fine, that's an opening. And the vow is null and void. That's Rabbi Eliezer's opinion. The Chachamim Osrin. However, the Chachamim disagree. And they say, you can't open such a Pesach, such a door, because who's going to come in front of a rabbi and say, my parents will be disgraced? I really don't care. No one's going to admit to that. Even if they really don't care about their parents' reputation and their parents' honor, they won't admit that to a rabbi or to a court. So therefore, of course, the guy's going to say, no, I wouldn't have made that neder had I known it would affect the kavod of my father and mother. So therefore, we cannot be matir this neder on the basis of such a Pesach, say the Chachomim. Omar Rabbi Tzadok says, Ad she poschin lo b'chvod aviv v'imo, yiftechu lo b'chvod hamokom. Rabbi Tzadok is asking a strong question upon Rabbi Eliezer. If you're going to open a door for the person on the basis of, had he known that his father and mother would be embarrassed, he wouldn't have made the neder, and we're not concerned that he's lying to Beis Din when he says he would not have made the neder. In that case, why don't we offer as a Pesach the following: if you would have known that by making this neder, God himself is displeased with you, would you have made the neder? And of course you would say, I don't want God to be displeased with me. If that's the case, says Rabbi Tzadok, Imkein ein nedorim. If we open up such a Pesach, there will never be any nedorim. Nobody will make a vow. Nobody's vow will be considered binding. No one's vow will be considered binding, because everybody will come to Beis Din or to the Chacham and say, I'd like to have this vow nullified. And they will ask him, do you realize that I'm making this vow, God is displeased with you? Who would ever say, I don't care if God is displeased with me? So the whole process is out the window. We can't have such a procedure with that type of Pesach, whether it's Kvod HaMokom, God's displeasure, or Kvod Aviv V'Imo, the disgrace of his father and mother. U'modim Chachomim l'Rabbi Eliezer b'dovo shebeino levein aviv v'imo. The Chachomim, however, agree to Rabbi Eliezer. If the vow was not a vow not to eat bananas, something which had nothing to do with his parents, but if his vow was related by something which has to do with the relationship he has with his parents. For example, if he had made a neder which says, my property and my house and my food and my goods and my services are all usur to my parents, then sheposchin lo b'chvod aviv v'imo. Then even the Chachamim agree that we say to him, had you known that you are obligated to honor and in many conditions to financially support your parents, would you have made this neder? And if he responds, no, I wouldn't have made that neder had I realized that, then we unbind the neder. Because in such a case, we're not concerned that the person will be so embarrassed, he'll be afraid to say, no, I don't give a darn, I wouldn't have cared about my parents. Because since the person was so chatzuf, such a no gudnik, such a brazen fellow, that he dared make a vow that his parents should never be able to come over to his house and eat, such a person is not embarrassed to tell a lie. And is not embarrassed to tell the truth which is in his heart. And therefore, if they ask him the question, he may very well have said, I meant that neder then, and I mean it now. But if he says, no, now I realize I did the wrong thing, then we believe him, and that's a Pesach, a doorway to open and to unbind this vow. So we have finished these two fascinating Mishnayos, and in the process completed our study of Mishnayos Meseches Nedorim, Lesson 31.